The following program has been furnished and paid for by Ask the Expert Show. KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Ask the Expert Show with local experts in the field of health, legal, financial, and home improvement. Now, here's your host, Gary Knight.
Hello, welcome. I am the aforementioned Gary Knight, and this is Ask the Experts. Thank you very much for listening this weekend. We're going to be talking, John Moody, attorney John Moody is with us today from the Moody Law Group, and I'm going to introduce him. Well, I just introduced him. Just say hi, John. How are you doing? Thank you. Welcome back.
I'm doing great. Thanks, Gary.
How's things going with you? How did the holidays go?
You know, everything went okay. We at the law firm had an pretty busy year end. You know, whenever you have these presidential elections and the potential for taxes to change on real estate deals, you'll see folks try to pack as many into the time before the change as they can. So we actually had a fairly busy year end, which was nice because, you know, we had several months there when we first started having the lockdown where things were kind of slow.
Things are speeding up, don't you think? It feels like, I don't know, maybe it's just intuition or whatever you want to call it, but it seems like we're getting back on track here slowly but surely.
Yeah, I think that's right. And you know, I think you're seeing some real bright spots, certainly in the commercial real estate market. Industrial is doing well, and that market has some legs. Certainly what I call the triple net kind of deals where it's the single tenant, bank sites, Whataburger site, you know, the kind of the fast food sites those deals are doing real well. But, you know, I think we're going to have challenges, in the retail environment, certainly with hotels and hospitality and other classes of real estate, certainly into this year as well.
You know, I was talking, we talked about it a number of times off the air. And then the newly elected President Biden mentioned that $15 an hour is possible very soon for everybody. I said, well, it's pretty good. It's good for the person making it, but it's bad in these times, I think, don't you think, with the COVID going on and especially your restaurants and that down 50, maybe even more percentage rates with their paying their people. This could put them out completely, couldn't it?
Yeah, it could be you're right. It depends on the industry and certainly the business. You know, I think for businesses like restaurants and other businesses that hire, you know, a lot of minimum wage type services, it can be, you know, it can really add to their expenses and this is a very, very tough environment to operate in. And so I think it could be a lot more challenging for certain businesses than others.
On today's show, it's about developing real estate with Attorney John Moody of the Moody Law Group. Speaking of development, what types are we talking about?
Well, you know, I've been asked to do a show on real estate development, and I thought what I would do is just try to cover, you know, kind of the basic concepts and kind of universal principles that would apply to whether you're building a shopping center, an industrial building, an office building, you know, medical, you know, fill in the blank, apartments, and even lot development. We do a lot of, lot development where folks are developing land and selling lots to home builders. And it's something that you know, I would tell you most of my career has been working with real estate developers, doing all types of different projects. And it's something, you know, that we have, my law firm has a lot of experience doing. And you know, so I thought it's just something we could kind of cover the basics today.
I might have missed this, John. We're talking with John Moody, Jr. So on a development project, where do you start?
Well, you know, that is a great question. And I tell you, it kind of depends on the type of project and kind of what is driving the project. You know, sometimes it starts with a piece of property that, you know, a client has owned or a somebody's had in the family or the company their business has owned or somebody buys just thinking that it's a good location. Sometimes, you know, some of my clients are you know, developed for specific users. So, you know, they know like the grocery store wants a certain area of town and they will find sites and present them to, you know, these users and get them approved. And then they will, you know, go buy and develop the site for a specific user. And so, you know, there's a lot of different things that, that kind of go into driving the need for a project. But I would tell you often it just, you know, most of my clients that are in the development business, it just, it starts with, you know, an idea that they have for a specific piece of property. And then they, you know, they build on that idea and turn it into a reality.
As an attorney, what will your role be in the real estate development project?
Well, you know, it's a pretty important role. You know, sometimes our role is very limited on transactions where we're just sort of helping, you know, make sure that, you know, the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed and that sort of thing. But really with development projects, I think it's really an opportunity for, you know, the attorney and certainly for my law firm, we feel it just an opportunity to add value to the process. And kind of what our role is, it kind of starts with, I think, typically on the due diligence side, making sure that, you know, title, access, utilities, all these things are in place so that the property can actually be developed for the intended use. And we help clients with the financing, working with the lenders. We help them with the, you know, negotiating contracts with the architects and the engineers and the contractors and help make sure those documents are in place. And, you know, certainly if it's a commercial project where they're leasing or you know, working on a deal with, you know, a big retailer, we help make sure all those documents are done and that they all kind of work together. And I tell you, probably the last thing that another thing that we do for our clients is we help them if it's within a utility district or often we can help with entitlement agreements or incentive agreements where, you know, we can work out deals with the city or utility districts on getting reimbursements for certain infrastructure costs and those types of deals. And utility agreements, detention agreements, those kinds of things that I think can really help make a difference in the overall project itself.
You know, you and I heard you mention due diligence, because that's a heck of a word, and it's probably in more people's lives than people know about. And of course, that's your common theme in all your shows mostly. And I remember you doing an entire show on due diligence. Why is it so important, John?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, it's so important to really understand, you know, not only what you're buying in terms of the real estate, but also, you know, making sure that you can build what you are intending to build. I cannot tell you the number of people that have been referred to me over the years after they already have a major problem because they did not do their due. They didn't do their homework. They didn't do their due diligence, or they didn't know what they were you know, looking at. And I give you example after example. I mean, I can tell you, you know, a group that was going to build a shopping center, and they had no drainage rights. They had no ability to drain their property to do their project. I've seen people go off and design sites for projects when they had a deed restriction against the use. You know, they wanted to do a you know, an oil change facility, and that was prohibited in the use. And so, and it was just, you know, not really studying the documents and not really understanding the thing. And once you spend all those money on plans and kind of, you know, you can go pretty far down the road. Yes. And if you haven't done some of the basic homework, it can be a very expensive mistake. And so, you know, I think I'm a big believer on doing things right the first time and and doing the work up front to make sure that you can do what you're planning to do.
It brought me, I don't know if this has anything to do with anything, but I remember in my younger years, I worked with my brother, a little carpenter. He always said, measure twice, cut once.
Yes.
If that's anything to throw in. We're talking with attorney John Moody, and you can reach him at 713-773-5526. He's ready for you. Now, John, so after a developer has completed their conceptual plan and their due diligence, what's going to be coming up next?
Well, you know, again, it kind of depends on the type of project. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, you can take those conceptual plans and due diligence and then start working on your more, you know, kind of construction drawings and you know, actual construction plans that you would use for permitting. Sometimes if it's a large retail project or office building or, you know, commercial type project, industrial, developers will start trying to pre-lease the project, meaning, you know, they'll put it to market and see if they can find tenants to lease it before it's even built. Often, you know, they'll start working on their budgets and talking to lenders and talking to equity partners, trying to raise the money. And if it's a lot development project, you know, they'll start often talking to builders, seeing if they want to sign up for lots. So, you know, on the lot development project, when the lots are finished and the streets are in and the utilities are in, the builders typically start buying lots. And so often in this, even in this conceptual phase, the lot developer will start talking to the home builders about buying lots and their future project.
We're talking to John Moody Jr., the Moody Law Group, and you can call John at 713-773-5526. This is Ask the Experts with your host, Gary Knight. We'll be right back.
Moody Law Group delivers business-minded legal advice to commercial real estate clients. Their clients include developers, owners, small businesses, public companies, investors, and private equity funds. No matter your size, their goal is to help you get your real estate deal done, well-planned, on time, and on budget. Moody Law Group is focused around helping clients to develop, buy, sell, lease, and finance commercial real estate projects. If you need legal assistance on your next commercial real estate project, please contact the Moody Law Group today at 713-773-5526. That's 713-773-5526.
Thank you so much for listening today. Ask the Experts with Gary Knight, and attorney John Moody is with us today. John, I remember you did a show on financing for real estate projects. You remember that one? How much involvement to the lenders, what do they have in the real estate development project?
Yeah, you know, I would tell you the lenders are often very involved, you know, and certainly on most development projects, you know, the lender is often putting up the most money to develop the project. You know, sometimes 60, 70, 80, even more percent of the money going into the project often is coming in the form of a construction loan. And, you know, I can tell you this is another place where, you know, my law firm can really add value. And, you know, I would tell you, even if you don't hire my firm, hire, you know, a real estate lawyer that has experience in commercial real estate financing. You know, don't go at it alone, but because, you know, there are, for the most part, these lenders have each one of them has a certain way of doing things. And, you know, we've closed hundreds and hundreds of loans, commercial development loans over the years. And it helps to know somebody who knows what the lenders need in terms of structuring your corporate documents, in terms of complying with all their, you know, they have their own due diligence checklist that you have to comply with, and knowing how to check all the boxes on their checklist. And also, you know, we know how to do the opinion letters they require and help with, you know, dealing with if there's problems, we know how to solve most of the problems that can kind of come up on getting these deals closed. And so, you know, I just think their role is, you know, the golden rule, right? They've got the money. They're putting the most money in, so you kind of have to follow by the rules. And I think it just helps having somebody who knows the process and knows how to get these deals closed.
Exactly. Sounds perfect to me. Attorney John Moody is with us. What is your role, John, as a real estate attorney in the development loan process?
Well, you know, we just talked a little bit about that, but it's really, you know, these lenders, they all have kind of specific requirements. They all have their own kind of checklist that often you get at the front of the loan process. And we kind of know how to walk through and get it closed. We know what they want in terms of getting the surveys the way they want it. We know what they want in terms of getting, you know, environmental reports certified a certain way to the lender. We know how to do the corporate documents and the corporate resolutions they require. We know how to do the opinion letters. And so it's really just, you know, having, you know, we are just sort of an experienced, you know, hired, you know, attorney help that can help walk through the process and make it as seamless as possible.
I understand that. Attorney John Moody is with us. Great for you to be here, and I hope your year and everybody else listening goes 100% straight ahead.
Thank you.
How about the question here? I got a question for you. After the developer has its financing and the plans are done, is it time to start construction then?
Well, yeah. Often when you have your loan is when you want to start, you know, and you know, there's other kind of issues in terms of getting your construction permits and entitlements. Often there's a platting process involved, utilities. You know, all of these can add time and can complicate things. And you know, I think so many folks have been slowed down with permitting during COVID. And, you know, City of Houston has really been, you know, working hard and trying to smooth out the process. But, it's been challenging for you know, everybody involved on not only on the city side, but certainly on the developer and construction side. And every city's, you know, every municipality, every city is just a little bit different with how those processes work. And so, you know, starting that process is as early as possible, certainly in these times, is so important. And I tell you, it's mostly on the designer and the architect or the engineer or the contractor and actually getting the permits. But often, you know, we've been asked to assist in that process as well.
How about, is permitting, I was always wanting to ask you this question, is permitting a difficult process?
Yeah, you know, it can be, you know, and I think, you know, historically, you know, there's always been some lead time involved in getting your construction permits and your plans approved. And I'll tell you, COVID has not made the process any simpler or any quicker. And, you know, I think like everything in life, it's so important to have, you know, the right people involved on your project. And, you know, I'd tell you, if you're going to do a project in the city of Houston, you know, make sure you have somebody that's familiar with the city of Houston. If you're going to do a project in the city of Katy or the city of Pearland, you know, kind of go down the list. You want to have somebody that's got experience with that specific municipality. I just think in this, you know, particularly in this time, I just think it helps to have familiarity with the jurisdiction that you're trying to get your permits from.
We're talking with Attorney John Moody of the Moody Law Group, John Moody Jr. We have about 7 or so minutes left on our clock here. You can talk a little bit more about the construction process, John, and what happens during the construction.
Yeah, well, you know, and I'll tell you, construction is sometimes the most challenging part of certainly the development process, and it's certainly the areas that you seem to have the most, you know, disputes, whether it's somebody's, you know, building a house or building an office building or building, you know, a shopping center or developing lots, it's really, really important to make sure that you have, you know, a fundamental understanding of what it means to be, you know, complete and what you're supposed to be doing. And so, you know, I tell you, so like with a, you know, we talked a little bit about lot developments where you're putting streets and utilities and lots on the ground for, you know, for home builders. You know, what does it mean to have a lot be complete, and when does the builder have to start buying lots? And you know, that from a contractual standpoint is so important to be really clear. And certainly, you know, if it's a development for like a, you know, if it's a retail shopping center, the construction process, you know, it's is one where, you know, you put in the utilities, you put in the paving, you tilt, often it's a tilt wall construction where they're tilting up the walls of the shopping center and just doing a rough build on the inside. And then the tenants take over once the project is in a, you know, pretty raw state. And the tenants typically build out the interior of the space. Sometimes the tenants are putting in their own storefront where they're putting in the glass and the doors and the entries and all that kind of stuff. And sometimes the landlords are doing a, you know, a turnkey type build out for the tenant, but more often than not, the tenant is building out the interior. And so you kind of have these, you know, depending on the type of project, the construction project kind of has certain milestones. There's certain inspections. There's certain points in time where, you know, if it's, you know, like a commercial project and there's a tenant that's going to take the space, there's certain times where they come and inspect, and there's a certain point where you have to you know, tender and hand the space over for them to do their build out. And then, you know, so there's sometimes there's timing where you've got, you know, the landlords or the owner's contractors and the tenant's contractors and a lot of stuff happening during the development process. And other projects are more simple. Like if you're doing a ground lease, for example, often you're just delivering the utilities to the site, and then the tenant, like the fast food restaurant, would take over and build their own restaurant and put their own driveways and paving in. And it's a much more simpler development type process from the owner's standpoint. But
yeah. You've done a great job walking us through this basic development process. I'm a little smarter. have you mentioned this? I might have to get my hearing checked. What happens next after the development project is finished? Is there something else to add to that?
Yeah, well, you know, once the building is built or the lots are complete, you know, usually, you know, certainly on a commercial type project where, you know, let's take a shopping center or an office building or an industrial building, you know, usually those facilities are built and then they're leased to a user. So, you know, we kind of talked about the tenants taking over the construction, but at some point they're gonna move into a completed building. They're gonna kind of finish it out the way they want to finish it out, and they're gonna start paying rent. And, you know, on the lot, we talked about lot developments, and the home builder is going to start buying lots and building their model homes and building homes and trying to sell them to home buyers. And that process, you know, usually takes, you know, years to kind of get through all the lots and done. But, you know, switching back to the commercial project, you know, often the owner at that point is going to try to switch from a construction loan to what we call a permanent loan, where they're putting, you know, a 5, 10, 15 year type of loan on the real estate where they can kind of pay it off and have, you know, longer term debt. Usually a construction loan is, you know, 1, 2, or 3 year kind of loan term. So once the project is finished, you want to kind of switch from a construction loan to what we call permanent loan.
Very good. We've still got a minute or two. Any other tips for developing real estate?
Yeah, you know, I think you know, like the kind of the big, just I guess in summary, the big highlight items are, you know, hire the right people to help, you know, make sure that they've got experience with, you know, the type of project that, that you want to build, certainly in the jurisdiction that you want to be in and, you know, where the property is located. And so I think experience matters on a development project. And then certainly, you know, do your homework, do your due diligence, make sure you get it right. You were talking about measure twice and cut once, I think is a great principle. It's just make sure, you know, you can do what you're planning to do before you get too far down the road.
Okay, and don't cut your fingers off. You can't measure that right. Too many times. Well, listen, thank you. It's been a pleasure as usual. Thank you very much for taking some time out with us. John Moody, Jr., hope to talk to you again.
Thanks, Gary. Take care.
713-773-5526 is the number for the Moody Law Group with John Moody, Jr., manager. That's 713-773-5526. Y'all have a great weekend. This is Gary Knight for Ask the Experts.
Thanks again for tuning in for another Ask the Expert show right here on AM 700 KSEV.